So you've got a photograph here. No. Tell me about it.
Well, the members in here are members of the Pioneer Platoon of the 1st Battalion, Queen's Own Rifles of Canada. And I was the adjutant. That's me. And we trained up for a competition, which was for every platoon in the battalion. And we won it. We not only won it,
but we battle run.
What's called
the battle run.
Battle run.
Battle run.
We actually caught up and passed the group that left 15 minutes ahead of us.
We were in good shape at the time. And we still are.
And we still are.
You can beat them today.
No, yeah. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
It's me there.
Is that you?
I'm here.
Oh, there. Great.
Me there.
Where's you? Where's you?
Back?
Back?
There.
Back? There. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think you could name everyone in the photo? Or?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Name everybody in the photo?
I can. Colonel Carlin, Jim Walden, Bill Collins. Last name is Rawlings, I forget his first name, Iron McDonald, Krasnowski, Doyle, Turpin, Smitty, Pollowick, and Donnell.
And that started at the back row on the left-hand side and looped around, and on the front row we started on the right-hand side. And maybe I could take a picture of that photo. Would that
sure
be all right?
Can.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, okay.
No.
And your names?
My name is Dick Cowling.
Okay. Oh, okay. I've seen the pictures of you.
Colonel.
I've seen pictures of you in The Rifleman.
All right. Okay.
I was doing my background research.
Sorry. Ira McDonald.
Ira McDonald?
Yeah. That time I was a Rifleman McDonald.
Yeah.
And we've met. Bill, we already had an interview. Yeah, that's right.
And this is my wife, Veronica.
Hello, Veronica.
My wife has only
a lovely picture of
1 year,
actually, as well.
4 months. 3 days, 2 hours, and
25
minutes.
Isn't it romantic? So this is a nice event to, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I'm really enjoying meeting everyone, and I love hearing all the stories about what he was like, you know, 40 years ago.
Yes, that's right.
Good fun.
Okay. And you come from Toronto, is that right?
London.
From London. Yeah.
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 We live in London, but we bought a house on the island, and we're moving this summer.
You still have it
as soon as we sold the house back in London, so we'll be island.
Oh, good. Oh, that'll be nice.
Yes.
Nice,
yeah.
Easy place to be.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it.
Good. Yeah. How did you feel about the about Princess Alexandra not being able to come?
Well, it's very unfortunate. You know, it's very sad because we visited her 2 years ago. And at the time she had said no, she was stepping down. She wasn't traveling anymore. And so the four of us went to have tea with her, which was really lots of fun. And Dick talked to her. You know, and explained how, well, it's 150th, and it's your 50th anniversary as our Colonel in Chief. Gee, wouldn't it be nice? And they were saying, oh, no. Well, a couple of weeks later, the Honorary Colonel, Paul Hughes, got a call saying she's changed her mind. She's coming.
Oh, how nice.
So it's been 2 years of preparation and anticipation, and then Mother Nature threw a wrench into the matter. So what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's really too bad.
Yeah. Now, is she planning to come for the Toronto event?
They're hoping. They made reservations for Calgary, and they made reservations for Toronto. So if Calgary doesn't work out, she'll still try to get to Toronto. But it's anyone's guess, really, because it's not something we can control. And despite the fact that, you know, people are saying it's not, you know, it's not dangerous. They've tried to fly through, and it hasn't been a problem. I'm not sure that England is going to risk anything with a member of the royal family. So, you know, it'll be a shame because it would have been a wonderful event. But you know what? Maybe she'll still come. So we'll all, we've all got presents for her. So we're all sort of waiting, excited. And my children are coming to some of the dinners. And Dick's daughter is coming and his grandsons are coming. And so it's sort of a big deal. But you know what? If not, maybe we'll go over to England, bring our presents, and maybe have a change of command ceremony because she is stepping down.
Yes.
And the new Colonel in Chief will be taking over, and so we could perhaps do something like that. But I think all these people just have loved to have seen her.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.